Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com, here at YouTube.com/Fightful. Some bummer news to report today for so many different reasons. Jeff Hardy has been released by WWE. I was able to confirm the news just minutes ago and posted it to Twitter. This sucks. Sucks because he's gone. Sucks the reason that he's gone. Sucks the reason behind the reason that he's gone. It's not great. And we're going to try to fill you guys in with as many confirmed details as we possibly can. I just want to establish this. If you're in this chat, I'm not looking to speculate. I'm not here to call somebody a screw up. I'm not here to tap dance on anybody's grave. If you're here for that, you are better served being somewhere else. This is not the place for you. This is not the outlet for you. This is not the live stream for you. And if you donate a super chat, humper chat, whatever, you're not going to get that read if it's doing some of that. If it's something like this, like Riley Walker has a say that says, I became a wrestling fan at 5 years old in 2008 because of Jeff, wishing him the best and hope he gets better, that'll be read. If you have an honest to God, like serious question that isn't rooted in cruelty, that will get read as well. But let's go ahead and get down to the point. I was told this morning that Jeff Hardy had been fired by the company, and I contacted WWE, and they quickly confirmed the news. I had also heard that Jeff Hardy was offered and rejected rehab. I specifically was told that he was rejected help. Now, I don't know what substance he was offered rehab for. I don't know if it was alcohol or drug-related, so I want to establish that. I was not told by anybody near the situation if it was drug or alcohol related or both. So that is not information that you'll have from us as of right now. But this stemmed from a series of things, but it came to a head on Saturday night. There was a house show, I believe it was Edinburgh, Texas. I think it was, but the match was Jeff Hardy, Drew McIntyre, and Xavier Woods against the Bloodline. I believe that's what it was in Edinburgh. Yeah. And then after that match, Jeff Hardy was sent home. Now, what happened in between that was pretty wild. Jeff was barely used in the match. From what I understand, they had to construct the match around Jeff. People didn't see him for a lot of the day. And then when he got to the ring, it was very clear it was a little unusual. When I asked if it was like Victory Road with Sting, I was told, well, not exactly, but it was worked around and it was pretty clear he wasn't going to have a ton of offense or anything like that. And in the match, which I think from what I heard of people around the situation, he worked the match, he tagged out, and then he just hit the bricks. He went into the audience. He started to take pictures with people, and his teammates were looking for him. And where's Jeff? He's in the audience taking pictures. Now, I mean, I saw some people say, oh, this is evidence that he was of sound mind because it showed him taking pictures. He left in the middle of a match. He rolled off the apron and went out into the crowd in the middle of the match. Unfortunate. WWE sent him home. He went home. Matt Hardy said that Jeff was doing okay. I mean, doing okay in the moments following is one thing, but it was pretty clear that was a rough situation. It was a rough day, and it was a dangerous situation. And I can't speak to that moment. I can't speak to Saturday night and say that he was under the influence of something, because I don't know that to be true. I maybe it was, you know, crazy circumstances, but I can't say for sure he was under that. Now, we got a lot of people asking about the wellness policy and all that. I don't know that they gave him like a breathalyzer or a drug test immediately following that. He had a few situations in the past that caused wellness policy strikes. At this point, they have altered the wellness policy so many times that it's hard for me to know what is what now, and I'll have to go back and look at it. Because, yeah, I mean, and he was fired in 2003 for that same situation. There was, my gosh, I want to say 2008, he had a suspension. He had his second violation of the drug policy. Of course, he had the TNA moment. He had this incident right after he left WWE. And then there's this. And this is why I didn't want WWE to work it into a storyline and anything like that. Like, when you battle that type of stuff, you're never done battling that stuff, right? Like, you're always battling that, even if you're comfortable using it within a storyline, et cetera, et cetera. Andrew says the odds of just being on Austin's podcast. And I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it, but I saw like David Bixon's fan talking a little bit about it and about like some of the elements of how he referred to the things that he went through and how that could be construed as confusing to some. Tyler says, all the best, Jeff. Hopefully he'll rebound. Yeah, I hope he will too, man. I hope this story ends more like Matt Hardy's has so far, where he's got this big happy family and he's made all this money and he's doing well. Rippy says it's hard to have sympathy when he was offered help and rejected it, even as someone who is a Jeff Hardy fan. I've had a lot of family members and friends, and lost a lot of friends and family members that had various addictions, and they don't always feel like they need help. They don't always, or some of them feel like they can't exist without what they've got going on. So it's hard for me to pass judgment. I want to say, I think it is always classy of WWE to have the policy that they have. And it's great that they offer help to those who need it, and that is there. Volob says he hopes good things in Jeff's future. I just hope health is in Jeff's future. If we never see Jeff wrestle again, that'd be okay with me, as long as Jeff gets healthy. Alejandro said, I was there and it looked weird when he jumped over. Yeah, he jumped over the guardrail and started to take photos with fans. And that's, there was nothing of that situation that indicated sound mind. Peter says, so sad to hear the news. I'm 15 years sober myself. It's so easy to fall back into that life. I hate hearing when that happens to others. Get well, Jeff. Also, guys, if you're donating Super Chats or Humper Chats, I'm going to make sure those get to an appropriate cause. I'm going to make sure those don't go to Fightful or anything like that. Those will go to we'll probably find a related cause. And I mean, we will find a related cause, and any Super Chats will go there. Riley says, do you know if someone re-signed with the company, does their past wellness policy strikes go away or do they stay? So his second wellness policy violation was in 08. I don't know if he's had a wellness policy violation since then, because he spent all those years in TNA. Like, he left. Like, when he had that package delivered to his house and got in trouble for that. He was gone. They can't wellness strike somebody for that. But this would be his third if it was a wellness policy violation, apologies, stumbling over my words. But he hasn't had any of this most recent run since 2017. He was going on 5 years back in the company, if you can believe that. And this was a pretty good run for him. And when you think about it, unless I'm missing something from this almost 5 year run, he would have been signed with WWE from like late 98 to early 03. So, I mean, that was a pretty solid run, but this one was maybe a tad longer under a full-time deal. Yeah, this might be his longest run without an incident like that. And then unfortunately one happened, and I can't speak to the how or why or anything like that. As Throwback says, I hope he gets better. Whatever's happening with him, he looks forward, takes care of himself and his family. But I know that there were some loopholes in the wellness policy for a while. Thank you, Adrian. But as far as Jeff's wrestling future, who knows? Like right now, I can't imagine a lot of wrestling companies are eager to book Jeff Hardy outside the auspices of WWE, because under the watchful eye of WWE, this happened. And that's with a bunch of producers and agents and him in a 6-man tag match. He was in there with some of the most important people in that company. All the things that Xavier Woods does to make that company money. Roman Reigns is the top star. Drew McIntyre is a top star. The Usos are a top tag team, and their family is royalty in pro wrestling. They've had their demons as well. But this happening, and if Jeff was impaired during a match, that is rough stuff, man. That is really, really rough, and you can't do that. Other people's lives are in your hands. I mean, a DUI in a situation like that, you're on the road, people's lives are in your hands because you're driving a vehicle. In the pro wrestling ring, you drop somebody on their head, or you land the wrong way, or you have them land the wrong way, and man, it's tough. Also, guys, I want to establish, if you're in the chat, do not speculate. This is a work. This is 100% not a work. If you don't believe me, that's fine. Just another stream is better for you. This is not a work. And if it was, I would not report it as I have reported it, because that would be in bad taste. So probably not the place for you if that's the situation that you're feeling. Andrew says, does fired mean no 30-90 day? I don't have any idea about his non-compete yet. I'll work to find that.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Saints asked if he was intoxicated during the match, asking since I just tuned in. I don't have information confirming that. His behavior was erratic, is about the limit of which I am willing to report. He he was very erratic in his behavior. Yeah. Almanac says, I truly pray for him to find health and happiness soon. Hopefully a kindred spirit can help him with love and support like DDP has done for so many. Wrestling is a bad environment for battling inner demons. Jeff is different. And I don't have the relationship with Jeff as I've had it with Matt in previous years. But Jeff has had a whole bunch of issues. He's had a whole bunch of people that have wanted to help him and tried to help him. And sometimes he's accepted it, and sometimes he has not. And he is an artist in many ways, whether it be music or art on a canvas, whether it be a ring or painting or creating sculptures. Like, yeah. Mm. It's hard to, and you know, for people that want to make that art and create all the time, like we have seen that struggle for so many people like that. You know what I mean? Brutality says, I would say you're right about the indies avoiding Jeff Hardy now. I really just hope he does well for himself with or without wrestling. Thanks for reporting. I don't know if they'll necessarily necessarily avoid him. But if you're in a situation where he is in a WWE live event, main event with five other wrestlers, and he's having issues with staying in the ring, man, do you want to risk that? Do you want to put down a deposit right now? Eventually? Yeah, sure. You do. Also, Jeff had missed some appearances, some signings and things like that. And other wrestlers would step up and fill in those appearances. When I asked, I think it was Sunday, about what happened Saturday, I was told, well, it was an off night for him and we're hoping he'll get better. It was downplayed internally to me. But then shortly after, I got the word that he was being sent home. And it was pretty clear that the WWE didn't think that. And I think he was probably in line for a Universal title shot. I think that he, Kofi, and Xavier are so perpetually over that at some point they were going to get that Roman Reigns match. I mean, Xavier already has, but I think they're all going to get title matches because I don't think that Roman's losing that title anytime soon. And I think that Jeff was going to be a good opponent based on his reactions. No matter what he did, always he got one of those crazy reactions. And I think that WWE is probably going to play for that as he could, you know, have that almost last run, that last push towards a Universal title as he's 44 years old now. And it's wild to think of Jeff Hardy as 44 years old because we remember him when he was 22, 23, 24 and still captivating the world. If you're just tuning in, Jeff Hardy has been released by WWE. Fightful was able to confirm that information this morning. We also confirmed that he was offered help and declined that help. We have seen this happen in the past. Umaga, unfortunately, was one that rejected help. And we lost that fella way too soon. Will WWE release a statement about releasing Jeff? I don't know. They have not been releasing statements about releasing talent of late, main roster, NXT, executives, staff, or otherwise. N. Simmons says, I hope he gets the help he needs. I don't want to see his career end like this. I hope he finds the help he needs and comes back healthy. I think there's always opportunity for growth. There's always opportunity to improve. No matter how many issues you've had, no matter how many times it feels like you may have messed up or had a rough situation, there is always time to get better. There's time to grow. There's time to learn. There's time to do better. One of the people that is closest to me battled some pretty severe substance abuse issues, both alcohol and drugs. And I watched them overcome them themselves cold turkey. And that's not optimal, but they were offered help as well. And they didn't accept that help. And eventually pretty soon thereafter, they did snap out of it. You never know what is going to motivate somebody to snap out of it and get that help or help themselves. And I hope whatever that is comes to Jeff as soon as possible because he is loved by millions. Listen to those crowd reactions. WWE is struggling to get crowd reactions for a lot of their top level main event matches, main event moments, main event people. And Jeff Hardy being Jeff Hardy, just existing how he is, who he is one of those guys that always gets that reaction because people love him. They want him to do well. Many of them admire him because he did improve and he did step beyond that and get better for a while. Guys, again, for those of you that are saying, is this his third wellness policy violation? I don't know that this was a wellness policy violation. I don't know how that happened. I can only report what I know, and I was not told there was a wellness policy violation. Eunice says, I was offered help, but it took me 2 months to finally accept it, so I have hope for him still. I have hope for everybody. I have hope for every single person that is going through any type of addiction, that hopefully they can find that help and find that specific thing that makes them want to receive help and get help and get better for them and their loved ones. Because a lot of times when you're in that situation, you don't think that you have loved ones. You don't think that anybody loves you. You don't think that anybody is still there for you. But you know what? You get that help and a lot of perspective changed. And I do have people saying that in his Austin podcast, he said this was his last chance to do right. Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, to run through some facts. Saturday night, Jeff Hardy was in a six-man tag match. His behavior was erratic. We have not reported if he was on a substance, under the influence of a substance, or intoxicated. We don't know. The match was changed and adjusted on the fly because Jeff was not going to be able to do his moves. It was very clear. And by the time that they knew something was off, Jeff had tagged out, rolled out of the ring, and went into the audience. He was sent home the following day. And WWE has released him. They offered him rehab. He did reject it. Offered him help. He did reject it. That came straight from people in the company who would absolutely know. And, we're told that he had missed some signings and appearances, things like that in the past, and other wrestlers would step up and sort of fill in for him. Throwback says physical and especially mental health are extremely important. I hope Jeff finds his peace that he's looking for. I do too. That's the end game in all this is I hope Jeff Hardy will be okay. I just hope. I hope so. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm going to work to find out more of this. Obviously, when somebody gets released, that goes up on my Twitter and Fightful.com. Subsequent information generally that we find out goes on FightfulSelect.com. The majority of this information will be on Fightful.com. I think due to the nature of the release and how that happened, I don't want to put information regarding that behind the Fightful Select paywall, but I want to thank all of you who do subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We had information on Candice LeRae's contract. We're going to be on top of the Kyle O'Reilly, Johnny Gargano situation all week. That's how you can support us the most directly is FightfulSelect.com. You can also subscribe here and all that. It would greatly help us. And Fightful.com, that's where you go to get all of your wrestling news, including this unfortunate news that we're here talking about today. Jeff Hardy has been released by WWE. Thank you guys. I know this was abrupt. It was quick. It was 11 in the morning. I don't do a lot of streams at 11 in the morning because I'm still usually getting up and going, but I hope Jeff Hardy knows that a whole lot of people love him. A whole lot of people are pulling for him and a whole lot of people are in his corner. And those few negative voices that he hears, whether they be within himself or online or interpersonally, will be drowned out by those that know he can do better and that know everything is recoverable and know that he can overcome whatever it is that he's going through. And I hope that's what our audience at least projects onto the world, is that this type of thing is recoverable, that he can improve and get better. And you know, hopefully best case scenario, he can entertain us all one day and you can show him how much you love him by bringing a sign to an event, or you can show him how much you love him by buying a Jeff Hardy t-shirt or a Hardy Boys t-shirt or whatever it may be, or screaming your lungs out at a show. But I'll credit WWE. They did their best to help Jeff Hardy as they do. This is not a situation that's on them. But we want to see Jeff Hardy do well, and hopefully that happens. I want to thank all of you for joining me. I know that this is a tough thing to think about, talk about, all that, and a lot of you have loved ones and people that you care about that have been through similar things like this that might make you feel a certain way about it. And be there for them. Be there for them and try to help them. And hopefully Jeff Hardy has that as well. And until next time, guys, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.